Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. It is 10:41 on a Thursday. Ray Graff here for Joe Donahue, and we're joined every week at around this time by Sean Stone, our cultural correspondent. He joins us to tell us what's going on, what he's seen, what's coming up. It's always exciting to have you here, Sean Stone.
Good morning, Ray.
Well, you look thrilled as well.
I'm full of energy.
So what have you seen?
Well, I saw a couple of movies. Suicide Squad, which is the latest in the DC universe. The Joker's in it. It's the Suicide Squad. It's a bunch of bad guys put together by the government to get badder guys.
Oh, I see. And was it good?
It was better than Batman versus Superman. It was just as dark, but it was a lot zippier. It moved along, and there were a couple of good. Viola Davis is great. Margot Robbie is great. It had a certain. It felt like it was a series of music videos, one after another, with one song from the 70s or 80s after another, cueing to each scene. You know, so it was like, you know, it's like watching MTV for 2 hours. And Jared Leto, who apparently went completely method and acted as the Joker for the entire shoot, comes across as like Daffy Duck.
Oh, really?
Like Daffy Duck, who's violent.
Well, that's a shame. That is a shame. You know, I had the misfortune of seeing Batman versus Superman on pay-per-view.
Yes, that is a misfortune.
So my question for you is, why in the DC universe of films, presumably competing with the very successful Marvel universe of comic films, why is it so dark? Number one, I couldn't figure out exactly why Batman hated Superman in that movie. And number two, just why it was so needlessly dark. It's a comic, right? Or am I too old to understand?
Well, Christopher Nolan did those serious Batman movies, and they were pretty good. First one was, I didn't like the third one. But they were serious, and they were good, and they've just decided they're going to go all in on that. And that one was just a drag.
It was a drag.
To end.
Absolutely.
Now, the other movie I saw is Anthropoid, which is a World War II thriller about the true life mission of the Czechoslovakian resistance to kill Reinhard Heydrich, the hangman of the Butcher of Prague.
Yeah.
Stars Cillian Murphy, Toby Jones, really tense, really dramatic, very close to what actually happened, and very worthwhile.
It looked good.
It is. It's a very good thriller. I recommend that highly. And I like the title, which was the name of the operation, Anthropoid, which apparently is a zoological term that means, you know, sort of like human.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Heydrich, not really human, but sort of like it. So that was kind of.
I originally saw the title. I figured, okay, this is a sci-fi movie.
No. Yeah, it was good. So I'd recommend it. Now, a bunch of stuff going on tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany. They're screening The Hudson, River at Risk, which includes a Q&A with director John Bauermaster. That's at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night at Helsinki Hudson, that's Friday, The Big Takeover. Now, this is a sort of ska reggae blues band. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Great lead singer. On Saturday, it's time for the monthly Pretty Much the Best Comedy Show. Now, this features Noré Davis, who's sort of big on Comedy Central. He's pals with Amy Schumer and all that. When you see him, you say, oh, I've seen that guy before.
Is this at the GE Little Theater or at the main Proctors?
Underground.
Oh, it is?
It's at the Underground at Proctors, which I believe was, you know, like the Carl Company basement and restaurant.
Well, cool. I've not been there.
It's rebuilt, but yeah. It's a pretty cool space. And then it's American Indie Rock, Saturday night at the Egg with Dawes, opener Basia Bulat. And then Saturday night at Mass Mocha, they're showing Buster Keaton's Sherlock Jr., which is one of his really inventive comedies. He plays a projectionist who falls asleep and dreams himself into the movies. It's very funny. And they're showing cartoons, including a Felix the Cat. And if you haven't seen a Felix the Cat silent cartoon, they're all hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And it's live music by the BQE Project, which, as the title suggests, they're from New York. And that's Mass Mocha, Saturday at 8 o'clock. Let's see, Sunday afternoon, the Borromeo String Quartet will be at the Maverick Concert Series in Woodstock, performing Haydn, Beethoven, and the world premiere of Russell Platt's Mountain Interview, which is a Maverick commission.
And they say the Maverick Concerts is a great place
to see the concert hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's really not like anything else around here. It's out in the middle of the woods. It's this beautiful old wooden building. And then the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Spa Little Theater at SPAC wraps up their season. Sunday at 3 o'clock, they've got a program of music with Mozart, Schumann, and Mendelssohn. And Tuesday evening at 8, it's Russian Fireworks with Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, and a couple other Russians I can't pronounce. SPAC, Oldies Night. Let's take a trip back to the 90s.
Okay, so Fabian and the Big Bopper. Oh, no, he's dead.
The Goo Goo Dolls, Collective Soul, and Tribe Society.
The Goo Goo Dolls?
The Goo Goo, Buffalo's own Goo Goo Dolls.
Wow.
I still remember their first album was called Superstar Car Wash, and there was actually a car wash. It was a photograph of an actual car wash in Buffalo that I remember driving by 100 times called Superstar Car Wash.
So they're still around, and they're playing at SPAC. Not too bad.
Not too bad. And then because it's always St. Patrick's Day in Albany, it's Celtic Thunder at the Palace Theater. On Tuesday evening.
So what is that, river dance type of stuff?
Yeah, it's sort
get
of
out
like
the
that.
Clogs
music and dance.
It's, oh, terrific.
It's, they're really great.
Do you do much of that?
I don't have enough Irish in me.
See, nor do I.
Yeah. There's a bunch of new movies. We've got the second remake of Ben-Hur.
I saw a terrible review.
I'm sure.
Have you seen a preview copy?
I've seen the trailer. I'm underwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, the Charlton Heston version is pretty monumental filmmaking.
Absolutely.
And it's you can't fake that.
It's tough to improve upon it.
You can't fake that with CGI. Not unless, I mean, there's like two people who could do that, James Cameron or Ang Lee. I mean, other than them, seriously, there aren't that many epic filmmakers who could pull it off. Then we have an animated film called Kubo and the Two Strings.
And what's that about?
It's sort of a quest movie.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I think it's based on a Japanese
folktale. Is it one of these Pixar things?
No, it is not. It's actually independent. It's being distributed by Focus Features, so it's sort of a smaller animated film.
That's
it's not one of those huge ones. Then we got a Japanese film called Our Little Sister, which is sort of a family drama. And then we've got the crime thriller Hell or High Water, in which Chris Pine and Ben Foster are brothers who rob banks trying to save the family ranch. And Jeff Bridges is the gruff old sheriff trying to track them down.
And I heard he does a great job in this movie.
It looks like it in the trailer. It certainly looks like he's going to steal every scene he's in, which he usually does anyway.
The most important, and before you leave, the most important movie news that I need to know is when is the Toho, the Japanese Godzilla, going to be released on these shores?
I don't know.
Will you let me know?
I will let you know, Ray.
All right. Well, Sean Stone, if you want to find out everything on Sean's list, you go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And Joe, we'll see you next week. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.